Someone once said, love is a fine thing if you have it. Love is the only thing if you don't. Countless hours are spent contemplating and pursuing our elusive lover. One ever popular hunting ground for romance is the neighborhood singles bar, where passions are lubricated with liberal doses of liquor.
Most of them come in here just to socialize, have a good time. A lot of them come in here, you know, naturally come in for the romantic side. They're going out and guys will come in looking for girls and girls will come in looking for guys.
Well, I find a place like this is fun to go dancing. Not the type of place I'd want to go and meet my man of my dreams, but to meet a single guy, I think you have to really be out in the business world myself.
A friend of mine one time met a couple of ladies and closed the place down at about 2:30 while we took off for the hot springs up at Oak Ridge and didn't get back till the next day.
What do you think most of the people here are looking for?
Sex. To be honest, that's what they're looking for.
You think they find it very often?
Maybe. Not for me.
Psychologist Richard Weiss, a professor at the University of Oregon specializing in marital relations, says singles bars make it easy to test the waters of relationship possibilities. But he adds that people often resort to singles bars in desperation, and desperation makes a poor foundation to build a relationship on.
It's very exciting to meet new people all the time. The factors that would attract you to somebody are not necessarily the factors that are going to be useful in an ongoing or regular, more permanent relationship. Infatuation and sexual attraction or physical attraction, any attractive, short-term attractiveness features, you can't build a building on top of those.
Therapist Barbara Perry, who counsels people for better relationships, defines a difference between the fiery passion of fresh love and the deeper affection of an enduring relationship.
The main distinction needs to be made between romantic love and what we refer to as companionate love. Romantic love is the intensely romanticized, highly sexual, highly charged roller coaster relationship. Companionate love is a more stable type of love. The intensity is there, but it doesn't act like a roller coaster. It's a solid feeling of caring and companionship that makes you feel very comforted and loved and cared for.
Perry says the best way to find a meaningful and enduring relationship is to engage in activities that enhance your life, and chances are good that in doing so, you might meet someone who shares your interests. Perry suggests that folk dancing, involvement in community theater productions, or participating in outdoor activities will not only make you a more interesting person, but will also give you a chance to meet a potential lover.
You have to go out and find relationships, but you might as well be enjoying these things. You're not going to find them at home and staying by yourself. And I know that one of the limitations is cost, that going to movies, going to a lot of these things is expensive, but not all activities have to be paid for. There are a lot of free things in the community as well.
For people who do have money to spend, a revived method for meeting a mate is the modern-day matchmaker. One such service, Selective Introductions in Eugene, has been in business for 3 years. For a fee, you are given a chance to meet a date one-on-one or through group events. The dating service owner, Odell, they use first names only there, says she runs a careful business where all clients are screened before a connection is made. Odell adds that Valentine's Day is a very special day indeed for her group.
It's very special, and this year it will be even more so. Last year we had a marriage on Valentine's Day. This year we have two, and both marriages are very, very special. One is a very young couple. The other is an aged couple.
Odell says since her service opened 3 years ago, 43 couples she helped bring together have been married. For a love match to work, it's important to find a partner that has much in common with you. Psychologist Richard Weiss says compatibility is a key factor in enduring relationships. He notes compatibility is determined at many levels, from sharing common life goals to whether you laugh at the same jokes or get tired at the same time when skiing, or even if you talk at the same tempo. Finding love is not the end of the battle. Weiss also notes that love can have its drawbacks. For instance, when you fall in love and kiss your lover hello, you can kiss your independency goodbye.
I like to suggest to people that they have a lot of fate control. The partners have a lot of fate control over one another. in the sense that they can drive each other up and down the walls. And we all like to think that we're independent and that, you know, we have free will and we make our own choices and nothing bothers us except the weather. But in fact, that really doesn't operate that way in a close relationship, because in a close relationship, your partner really moves you around. Anybody who can make me depressed during the day or make me elated during the day has a lot of power over me. And to that extent, I think we have a lot of fate control over one another when we commit ourselves to a love relationship.
If you have a love to be with, may this Valentine's Day be joyful for you. If you're still looking for love, keep your eye open for Cupid. And someday, probably when you least expect it, you too will find your own special love. On this Valentine's Day, with love, for KLCC, I'm Stephen Van Hook.